ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Avodah Zarah, Daf Samech Vav. This daf is very important daf in many inyanim of Yerideya, and other inyanim, which Hashem will see. The Gemara starts off with the Machoikas Abai and Rava, with Chamra Charta B'Invi. If you have new wine, which means like grape juice, and grapes, Abaye Omer B'Mashu, Rav Omer B'Noi Sintam. Abaye says it's B'Mashu because you go with Basar Taima, and they both taste the same, and therefore they were considered the same men. And Min B'Mina B'Mashu. And Rav says you go with the shame. People call one grape juice wine, another one they call grapes, so it's two different names, and therefore it's B'Noi Sintam. Dainu B'Shishim. So let's just first give the Hakdama here to the Pashup Shad and the Gemara. There are two inyanim of where when there's an afkamina between min b'minoi and min b'she'inoi minoi, two different types of things, chazar mechalek. And one of them, min b'minoi, is more chomor, and one min b'she'inoi minoi is more chomor. So first we'll talk about the chomor of min b'minoi. So before in the Gemara in a few places, that the machlekes of Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether min b'minoi is batel or einoi batel. Yehuda learns out of a pasuk from and Pasuk in Achrimos, that you mix the dam of the par and the dam of the seer, and avoid the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And even though there's more blood in the par, a bull has more blood than a seer does, than a goat has, and yet the Torah calls it dam of par and dam of seer. The Torah still calls it that it's the dam of the seer, even after it's mixed in. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we see that min b'minoi einoi batel. We see that we mix two things, that even though one is more than the other, but if both of them are the same thing, both of them are blood. So min b'minoi einoi batel. That's Rabbi Yehuda learns out of the pasuk. And the Chachamim learns something else out of this pasuk. The Chachamim say that la'olam min b'minoi is batel. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a chumrah that min b'minoi einoi batel. L'kola terakula. This applies according to Rabbi Yehuda. Bein l'chumrah, bein l'kula. It applies that when two things are the same min, so they're not batel. We do, almost all the Rishayim do pass in keneged Rabbi Yehuda. See, it's what happens in Yom Chagat Amoraim, also what the halacha is like, but almost all of the Rishayim in passing the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, rather like the Chachamim, that min b'minoi is yeh batel. The opinion of Rashi, at the end of the sugya on Daf Samech Tes, is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minoi einu batel, but Rashi is a shita yechida, it's unique amongst the Rishayim. All the other Rishayim argue, and they hold that min b'minoi is batel. So that is the chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda. But we don't pass that way. But the chayyur one would see in our sugya that we do hold like that, because the whole gemara is mavur that if it's min b'minoi, then it's more chomer, and then it's b'mashu. That's mavur in our sugya. So there is one other gemara that is passed in halacha. The gemara in daf ayin gimel and beis later on in avodah zarah. Gemara says that for two isurim, even the rabbanan that argue with Rabbi Yehuda agree that min b'minoi einoi batel. And this is for Yayin Nesach and for Tevel. The Gemara explains that Yayin Nesach, with their Machmir, because Chumr David Azara, and Tevel, because it's enough with Chita Achas to patter the whole Kri. So we see the Torah is Machshir even a small amount. So also here, even a Mashu can Aser. In these things, there's a Chumr of Min B'Minoi. That's the basis of our Gemara. That's why our Gemara is Mavur, that if it's Min B'Minoi, it will be Aser B'Mashu. That Gemara is not telling Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Here, even the Chachamim agree that this is b'mashu. So again, we find the chumrah of min b'minoi of Rabbi Yehuda everywhere, and lefi the Chachamim by Yayin Nesach and Tevel. So it's an interesting point that one could have understood the din of Rabbi Yehuda is a gzeiras hakosuf, and min b'minoi einoi batel. But we see that midrabanan the Chachamim also agree to it in certain cases. Chachamim also agree to the heter of min b'minoi by Tevel and Yayin Nesach. So we see that min b'minoi is, there's a svara that it's more chomer, that it's a harder bittel by min b'minoi than by min b'she'inai minoi. And the reason is, the Ran in the Dharma and of Nun Beis explains, the famous Ran. The Ran says that the side of bittel b'roiv is because the two things stand in contradiction with one another. There's a taroivus here, and there's some steer of the two things. Either the metzias of them is different, one, there are different foods where their din is different. One of them is mutter, one of them is usser. So we need achra. We need to decide what is the din of the whole taroivis. So the klal is there's this achay rabim lahatois that the roiv is machria wins out connected the mute. But that's the idea of the roiv starts in the fact. It's based on the fact that there's a contradiction going on between the two things. There's a tension between the two things. Says the Ran, but when it's min b'minoi, when the two things are the same thing, so it's not shaykh abitol. It's not machlish each other. They don't weaken each other out. There's no battle going on between them. Rather, each one is mechazik the other one. Each one strengthens the other one. There's no contradiction between dam of the par and dam of the seir. Both of them are considered dam. So I don't see any contradiction in the two things. And therefore, there is no bittul b'chlal, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham say the Pasuk is not referring to that. According to the Chachamim, there could be bittul b'min b'minoi. But we also hear the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda that the bittul b'min b'minoi is a more difficult bittul, because the two things are the same item, the same exact object. So the bittul there is a more difficult type of bittul. So therefore, what Chazal wanted to be machmir, like by Yahin Nesach and by Tevil, they're only machmir by min b'minoi, when the bittul is a more difficult bittul. So because chumr tevil yedazaru, we said that yai nesach cannot be bittul when it's min b'minoi. When that's the chumra of min b'minoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, midaraisa everywhere. According to the chachamim, midrabanon by yai nesach and tevil. But there also is a chumra of min b'she'enoi minoi. And I know the fiyad chachamim that min b'minoi could be bittul. But min b'she'enoi minoi is more chomer, can be more chomer than min b'minoi. And that applies specifically to my cholas asuras. When the Torah asks two different foods, and now you have a little bit of iser that falls into your heter. So normally the klal should be that if there's roiv heter connected the iser, it should be mutter. The klal of bitul b'roiv is achir ravim lahatois. And you always go with roiv. However, when in my cholas asuras, we do not go with that. Because it gives tam, the iser gives tam into the heter. So then, the opinion of many Rishonim is that the tam itself is aser. As long as you can taste the tam, it's aser. And until there's shishim, we don't know for sure that the tam might be still tasteable until you get to shishim. And therefore, the tam asers until you have shishim midarais according to many Rishonim. And that is a chumra of dafka by min b'she'enei minai. Because the two things taste different, so therefore I can taste the time of the Isser in my heter. Like if I have water, and Yai Nesach falls into the water, so I can taste the Yai Nesach, I can taste now the water doesn't just taste like water anymore. It tastes like winey water, it has a taste of wine in it. The wine that fell in affected the taste of the water. So there, according to Menri Shainu, we ask for Midar Raisa, because it's Min Bish Einai Minai. So the tam is relevant, is important, and tam ki ikir daraisa. Once the tam is there, so it's asur midaraisa. This is only by min b'she'enoi minoi, and by min b'minoi, because the tam is anyway not tasteable. You can't, if wine of iser falls into wine of heter, anyway can't taste it. So then there's no tzat asur midaraisa by min b'minoi. Maisa in all cases midrabanon, we need shishim in all cases. Zera of min minoi atu min b'she'enoi minoi. But the issue of midaraisa is only by min b'she'enoi minoi. And they're nafkaminas, even Allah l'maisa, they're nafkaminas, whether it's also midaraisa or midrabana. But we'll see more about that on tomorrow's daf. Oh, so Akapanim, the sugi bayatz is only talking about a case when we're looking at, when we care about min b'minoi. Sugi bayatz is referring to yayin nesach, when it's important for us to know, is it called the same min or not the same min? And afkamina that if it's min b'minoi, safilu b'mashu le'batol. And there's a machlekes of Abaye and Rava. Are we kaveh the min based on the taste? That's the opinion of Abaye. And Rava says no, we're kaveh the min based on the shame. Well, the way people call it, that decides what it is. So this gemara is very understandable, as we said, because there's a specific chumra that was said to min b'minoi. And you have to decide what's called the same min. Question is minim. What's called the same min? And then we have a machlekes. Chari, the same sugi would apply lefi Rabbi Yehuda, but all dinim. When we're looking for a chumra when they're called the same object, like we said from the Ran and the Nedarim, that if they're called the same, when the two things are considered the same, then there's no tension between them, there's no contradiction between them. So I have to look, what is the Torah define as the same? If is the same go based on the same type of name, people refer to them the same way, because the name is always Megala. It always is a way to understand what the thing really is. So, is the name what's Kaveya, whether they're considered the same or not, or no, or the taste is Kaveya, whether they're considered the same or not. And that's Yisai Gemara. So now comes the Chiddush of the Ramah. The Ramah says in Simen Tzariches Sif Beis, and this din that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that by min b'she'enoi minoi, is Daraisa, as we mentioned, that you have an Isser that falls into Heter and it's Einoi Minoi, and because it tastes different, so then it's Asur Mi Daraisa because of Talm Ke Iker Daraisa. If you taste the Isser, then it's Asur Mi Daraisa. So that the Shulchan Aruch brings that down over there in Simen Tzariches Tzif Beis. And the Ramah says that the way that we decide what's called Min B'Minoi, what's called Min B'She'enoi Minoi, we just go Basar Shema, because we pass in like Rava and Avayin Azar Daf Samech Vav, that the definition of min b'minoi and min b'she'enoi minoi is basar shema and not basar taima. That's the Ramah over there. So the Shach takes a very big issue with this Ramah. The Shach said that there's no tushta between the sugyan of Avodah Zarah to the nidun of the Ramah. As we said, our sugyan of Avodah Zarah is dealing with the shaila of min b'minoi for the chumra of Rabbi Yehuda or the chumra of Yain Nesach, which the Rabbanan are moided to Rabbi Yehuda. There's a chumra of min b'minoi. So then we understand the opinion of Rava that what's the defining feature factor, whether it's called min b'minoi or not, is the shein. Shein kein, and the question of tam k'iker is if the iser affects, if it changes the time of the heter, so then it's asur midaraisa. If it all tastes the same, then it's not asur. That's the question of min b'minoi and min b'she'enoi minoi. So im kein, it's pasher that the definition should be basar taima and not basar shemar. So if you want to, it's really, we're in the Shach, really two questions on the Ramah. I know, in a case when, let's say, it tastes the same, but it's different Shemais. So then the Ramah holds that there's an Isha D'Araisa, because we go with the Shem, and that makes it two different meaning, and then now there's an Isha D'Araisa. So that, the Shach is asking that, but it didn't affect my taste. It still tastes the same way. So why should it be Asher Mi D'Araisa? That's one question. And you can also ask the question the other way. In a case when it tastes different, but it's the same shame. So there, the Ramah's mavur that it would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan, because we go with Basar the shame, and the shame says that it's the same thing, even though it tastes different, we don't care. So there, and then also the Shach is asking that what do you mean we don't care? I mean, the Isser Tam Iker is based on different tastes. You have a different taste, so therefore it should be Asur Mi D'Araisa. That means the same tastes should be Mutar Mida Raisa, and different tastes should be Asur Mida Raisa. That's what would be the question of Tam Kaker. And that's not at all connected to our sugya. We're here just what's called the same type of thing. So then we understand the Svara of going Basar Shema. So the Taz, in the Daf Ha'achroin, what it's called, the Taz wrote a parish on all of Yeridea, and Choshe Mishpat, and Arachayim. Taz in Yeridea wrote a last page, like a postscript to the Shulchan Aruch to answer some of the questions of the Shach. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, and some of the new Shulchan Aruchs, we have a Kovitz Mefarshim in the back. So you look in Simen Tzariches, they quote there the Taz B'Dafa Achrei. The Taz answers up, coming to answer the Ramah from the questions of the Shach. What the Taz says there is the following. First, you say it in our sugya. Says the Taz, when they argued in our sugya, like Basar Taima and Basar Shema, Avada, when Abai says that the Taima is the same, Abai didn't mean that it tastes exactly the same way. There's no difference at all in the Taima. That was not the what Abai meant. Says the Taz, in that case, if it tastes, firstly, it's not true, Pashat, Chamra, Charata, and Envy don't taste exactly the same way. It's not the Mesias, it's not true. And if it would be the case that they taste Mamish the same at 100%, then even Rava would agree that it's called the same then. That they're not talking about. They're talking about things that taste almost the same. So close to being the same, but not 100% the same. A person that really knows that can be careful can taste the difference between the two of them. So then Rava said, listen, they're not exactly the same taste. They're not 100% the same thing in their taste. So, and they have a different shemais. So that looks, therefore I already look at them as being two. And if I said no, but I said that the taste is so similar that I can, that they're not close enough to be defined as being one. That's that case. That's on the Taz, the other case, another thing also. If the timing would be entirely separate from one another, even if they'd have the same shame. So first the Taz says it wouldn't happen in Metzias. But if it would happen in Metzias, that the time are so separate, then for sure, then they're considered two separate minim. The shame is, it becomes irrelevant then. It's by mistake, people call two different things the same name. But it's not at all the same min, the fact that perchance they have the same name. So the whole sugya is talking about things that are very, very similar in tam, not 100% the same tam, and they have different shemos. So then Rava says we go with the shame to be kaveya, and Mai says we go with the tam. That's the sugya. In Kim, you can understand the Rama. That for the question of tam kikar, we're talking again about this case, this middle case, where the taimim are very similar, but not 100% the same thing. So here there's a welcome to say that it's true that the taimim are not 100% the same thing. But tam kikar always looks at exactly, they need to be 100% the same, and if there is a mashu of a difference, then it's already called that, it's called tam. It says that Taj, you take two pieces of meat, they don't taste exactly the same way. Right? There's shoulder roast, and there's brisket, and there's ribs, right? All these things, they have different prices, because they don't taste exactly the same way. There are small differences in the taste. People pay a different amount for the different types of tastes. So, what we're going to say, that's called min b'she'inoy minoy, because of the small difference in tastes. About it, that's called min b'minoy. So, too, as in, by chamra charet and envy, where there's a small difference in taste. There's a small difference in taste. So Abai says they're close enough to be the same taste to be considered one. That's the opinion of Abai. And Rabbi says no. If people look at them as being two different things, one is called wine, grape juice, and one of them is called grapes. So the fact that people call them as two separate things, so that's enough to define them as two. Here we have this middle ground where the shame plays an important role. The shame can be a defining feature when even though it's the timing are not exactly the same, but because the time are so close to being the same, they would be considered one, but because the shame is different, so that makes it, that therefore I look at it as being two. And also in the other case, when I have yeast of barley and yeast of wheat, so it's not, the taste is not exactly the same, but people look at it as being, as the taste is not the same, but people look at it as being the same thing. So if the taste would be entirely separate, then there's nothing to talk about. But because what they're doing, the point of them is yeast. They make the dough rise. That's what their role is. So therefore there's a makom to say that even though their taste is different, but because the way they affect the taroides is the same, so we can look at them as being the same thing. And that could apply to tam kikar also. That if what it's doing in my dough is making it rise, so I look at it, it's that's what it's causing. I see yeast. It's irrelevant to me the exact taste of the yeast, because what the main point I want here is the thing which is causing my dough to rise, and yeast is always the same. So there also the Ramah said that I can go basar shema to say that it's the same, even though the tastes are different. Here the tastes are different than Abai says. I don't go with the tastes because the tastes are different. But here, Rava says that I use the shame to define them as being the same thing, and the Ramah held that could work even legabe tam keker, because as long as it's doing the same thing in my taravis, it's making my dough rise, then I could look at it as being the same. That's the Taz's Hatzala for the Ramah. But it's mavur mita nidiriyat Taz, a pshat in our sugya, which we'll see later on also, that When Gemara calls it chat taima, when Abai calls chat taima, it's not actually mamish one tam. That's not. We're not referring to that. That they're the same exact taste. You can't differentiate. There is a difference between them. There's a small difference between them. But so now it comes to a question: do we say that the overwhelming taste, that they're more or less taste the same, that's the side that calls them as being one according to Abai? According to Rava, no. We go with the shame to define them as being two. This point is also Mukha in the Rambam, and that's where the Rambam learned our sugya. The Rambam passes like Rava. And the Rambam says that in Perek Tazayin of Mecholot Asur Salachol Amidays. Rambam says that Imayim of Ukos, if yain fell on grapes that were open, Bein Shaya Yain Yoshan, Bein Shaya Chadosh, in Noisin Tama Novam Arelu Asur Spanoya. Mavari Mutar Spachila. The Rambam passes that both Yain Yoshan and Yain Chadosh, it's Minbish Einoy Minoy. Shaychan and Abitol, it's min b'she'in ha'mina. So Yain Yoshan, everyone agrees to, because they had a different name and a different tam. But Yain Chadosh is the machlokes. So Yain Chadosh has the same tam, but it's a different shame. And so according to Abai, it's called min b'minoi. So you see in the Rambam, that the Rambam passes like Rava, that min, that we go basar shema and not basar taimah. Fine. But there's a point here in the Rambam. The Rambam says, so what do we do? So it's totally nice in town. It's totally nice in town. So these words in the Rambam are very important words, because the Rambam Shita in the previous Perek, in Perek Tezvav, is that when you have a Tarevis that's mixed up, of Isra and Heter, so the Rambam says the following. When it's Min B'minai, so then you need Shisha. You always need Shisha. But when it's Min B'she'inu Minai, the Rambam says, so then it's totally B'noi Sein Tam. And the Rambam explains, what does it mean, Noi Sein Tam? It's not only Shisha, it's only Noi Sein Tam. Noi Sein Tam means you give it to a Goy to taste. Whether there's, and the Goy does not taste it, the Goy can't taste the Isser in the Heter, so even if there's no Shishim, it's Mutter, even if there's 10 times of Heter can I get the Isser. But if the Goy can't taste the Isser inside, so you're good. And Pashas, who I didn't fakir, that if it's 100 times of Heter can I get the Isser, but the Goy says that he could taste it, so it's Isser. That's the Rambam's opinion. The Rishonim arguing that it's only in the Sugis and Nesechas Chulin, which is not our topic right now. But that's the opinion of the Rambam, that min b'she'inoy minoy, it's only in the Sinas Tam, and then Dino, you're giving it to a guy, and min b'minoy, so that's totally always, you always need shisha. So the Rambam here is saying that by yayin chadash be'invi, then the din is b'noy sein tam. What does b'noy sein tam mean? B'noy sein tam means you give it to a guy to taste. What's the guy going to taste? For sure they taste the same. That's what the Gemara says. Everyone agreed that they tasted the same. Just the question is, does that call them, make them min b'mina, or make them min b'she'inoy minoy? But what's the point of me giving to a guy to taste? They taste exactly the same. For sure, it doesn't taste it doesn't change the taste of the grapes. It's mafurshin the Rambam mahara that even though the Gemara says that it's called the same tam, but it's not 100% the same tam. One can differentiate between the tam of chamra charata and envy. There is what to differentiate amongst the tam. So what does Abaye say? What Abaye meant to say was the following, that because the tastes are so similar, so in dinim of the Torah, it's called min b'mina, it's called the same min, because we go with the shem, because here we go with the tam, and the tam is overwhelmingly the same tam, not 100%, but it's at the same taste, so therefore we decide that it's called min b'mina, because the timing are so similar. Rava says no, that even the timers are so similar, and mitzad dan, mitzad the tam, you're right about it. It should be called min b'minoy, but the kviyas atam, the kviyas aminim is not decided based on their tam, rather based on their shame. And because their shemas are different, so therefore it's called min b'she'inoy minoy. But before, clearly the point that the Taz brings out, that the sugya is not talking about that it's exactly the same taste. There is a difference in taste. And still Abai says that the tam is enough similar to be called min b'minai. Gemara goes on to say another nafkamina of the machlekes by chalad chamer and chalad shichra. You have vinegar that comes from both wine and beer. And so it says the same name, but has different tastes. And chamir dechiti or chamir desairi. If you have yeast from wheat and yeast from barley, so the same shame of being called yeast. They have different tastes. Wheat and barley taste different. So this is Machlekes Abaye and Rava. So the Ramban asks a question. The Ramban quotes him. And the mission in the second paragraph of Arla is Mavur, that yeast and dough is called Min B'minoy. So ask the Ramban that yeast and dough, it doesn't have the same taste. It doesn't have the same name. One of them you call yeast, one of them you call dough. They're different shemites. And also different timing. So it's shver both on Abaye and on Rava. We see there that, I don't know what exactly we see, but it's, you don't go Basar Shema or Basar Taima. So the Ramban answers that Shani Isa, however, Uyula Hamtin, Rahavi Sa'ar. Shimhochi Havali mean Mimino Yimehashta. Because if you wait around on your dough and you don't bake it in time, then it's going to turn into yeast. So because the dough is going to become yeast, so that already makes it right now to be called min b'minai. The Tezrid gives another answer to this question. The Tezrid says that al sor b'isa de lahochi yu da'avid litein tam b'isa min b'minayu. Because the things that the Gemara referring to, the two different types of the wine on grapes, and the two different types of yeast with one another, or the vinegars with one another, people don't normally mix up. It happens to me that one fell into the other by mistake, and now you have to know what the din is. But Mashengin says the Tzrid, you put yeast in dough to make it rise and to have bread at the end. So that's the derech of people is to put it in, to give tam in it, so then everyone agrees that it's called min b'minoy. Because they're supposed to become one, they're supposed to unify into one thing, to becoming a bread together. So it's not, we don't, the difference rather than the Ramban. The Ramban said we look that the bread will, that the dough will eventually turn into yeast. The Israelites said, no, you don't have to come on to that. Simply that the yeast is put into bread to make, to combine, to become one item. So then they're considered min b'minoy. So these two drachma have a big nafkamina in the Hemshecha Gemara. The Gemara, skipping a little bit, we'll get back to the point that we skipped in a second, but the Gemara and the bottom of the Yom and the top of Amud Beis brings a machlekes Abaye and Rava when wine falls into vinegar. Is it called min b'mina or not? Do we go basar reyach or basar tam? Where it says, so b'kvega in the Golian Hashas and Tamach of Amud Beis has a question. That for sure, that even if you, that even if the taste is different, but all wine will eventually turn into vinegar. So the fiyus far of the Ramban, it should be called min b'minoy. Just like every yeast is going to turn into sa'ar, which makes sense to being min b'minoy. So too, every wine will turn into vinegar, and then therefore it should be called min b'minoy. Fiyus is read, the question is in Sharbachal. Fiyus read, the svara by sa'ar and isa is because you put yeast into dough to make it into bread. It's made to be given time with one another. They're made to be combined, and therefore it's called min b'minoy. But according to the Ramban, they're not hold of that svara. He'll let you just look what could be in the end. So here, eventually, the wine will turn into vinegar. Okay, it should be called min b'minoy. So the Chazanish answer, Chazanish in Siman Chavov, Sifkat and Aleph, says that the Sfar of the Ramban is only by dough, which all dough turns into yeast. Now, Shein came wine. Most wine doesn't have to turn into vinegar. Wine can last a very long time as being wine. Wine doesn't have to turn into vinegar. Just specifically this wine, you pour wine into a pot full of vinegar, so then the vinegar will affect the wine, wine itself will become vinegar. So that's unique, something unique to this wine, but it's not about the characteristics of wine that it will naturally always turn into vinegar. Sometimes the Ramban said, Svara, now you go with Seifai, what will happen is in the case when it will always end up that way. That every dough, if it's not baked, will dough as a entity of dough, will always eventually turn into yeast. So the Chazanish says there's enough gemina with this. What happens if you have Yain Chadash and Yain Yashan that are mixed up with one another? Is that called Min B'minay? Well, here the tastes are different. Because that's important to know that Yain Yashan is different taste than Yain Chadash. So it became the fi abaye. It should be considered min b'she'inay minay. Says Chazanish, no. Because every yayin chadash will turn into yayin yashan. So because that's the teva, that will always turn into yayin yashan. So even Abaye agrees that it will be called min b'minay. Here Abaye would agree to Rava, a pivus far of the Ramban. Abaye would agree to Rava because it will naturally turn into that. So then it's considered min b'minay. If he tastes right about it, that's not true. Tejrit argued, did not hold to the svar of the Ramban. If you look what's going to be at the end, we look at things as they are right now. Just he said a unique svara that yeast and dough, that yeast is made to give tam into dough, therefore it's called min b'minay. So that's unique to yeast and dough, but we never else, in no cases, according to the Rid, do we look at what will be in the end. So if the Rid, it comes out that yain chadash and yain yosham, lefi abaye, will be called min b'she'inay minay. Gemara then goes to, Abaye brings a proof to himself, that we go Basar Taima. Abaye brings a proof from the din of the Mishnah in Arla, that Tavlin, a few different Shemais can be Mitztarif, and different Minim can be Mitztarif. And the Chizki said we're talking about Minim Misika, whole Ruin Lamatik Ben Esakteira, even though they have different Shemais. Different Shemais, because they have the same Tam, so therefore they're Mitztarif. That's Abaye said, we see we go Basar Taima. So just to point out that this is not exactly the machleika says before. The original machleika that Bayan Rava argued about was in the question of min b'minay or min b'she'inay minay. Is it called min b'minay or not? For the din of mashu by yayin nesach, we spoke about before. Here it's a machleika, look at the shari surim, where the shir is, or even where both min b'minay and min b'she'inay minay are b'shishim. But it's another nafkamina of the machlekes. The machlekes of Bayin Rava is to in the distinction of what's called the same and what's called different. Abaye says that the shem is, Abaye says that the tam is kaveya, and Rava says that the shem is kaveya. So one nafkamina was Rabbi the din of min b'minoi. So another nafkamina over here, like Rabbi the din of tziruf. In order to be mitzarif, they need to be considered the same thing. If they're different, then they will not be mitzarif with each other to asr the k'deira. Because they have different shemais, so they should not be mitzarif to asr the k'deira. So, but Abaye said, lefimi, it's good. Because lefimi, it's the we go with the tam, and because the tam is the same, so therefore, they could be mitzarif. Oh. But this is not so simple. Because we mentioned before, there's machloikas, the Ramo and the Shach. That whether, when we're talking about tam ke'ikr, talking about timing in other dinim, not when there's unique, in every case where there's no unique chumra, min b'minoi. So do we go baser time or do we go baser shema? The Ramah says we go with shema. And the Shach said, no, why don't we go with time? So our Gemara is a right to the Ramah. Because our Gemara is talking about shari surim. And we want to know, do these two things, what did the mitzdarif to aser? They taste the same, but they have different names. So Abaye says, if you mean they're mitzarif, if you rather they're not mitzarif. But according to the Shach, here even Rava should agree to Abaye. Because if they'd be different, what's the pshat here again? If there'd be different tastes, so each one of them is bottle. If I have two things that are mixed up, two yisurim, two a little bit of an apple of Arla and a banana of Arla that fall into my food. So if each one of them tastes different, so the taste of the apple is bottle, and the taste of the banana is bottle. So I don't have a taste of Arla over here. But if they taste the same, so then I have one taste. I have one taste, and my heter can't even start if that fell in. That's very good. But why should we tell in Abaye and Rava? Oh, it's all totally by the tastes, according to the Shach. And each one of them has a different taste there, their bottle. If they have the same taste, there should not be bottle. Why Lefi Rava? Abaye held that Lefi Rava, that if the taste is the same, but they have different names, it should not be bottle. I mean, they taste the same, so therefore they should not be bottle. So it's Mughal that also Lagabi Nyonim of Tam Ke'ikr. When we're dining on the tam, also we go with the shem, lefi rav. That's from Mochin the sugya. Yad Yehuda and Simon Tzadiches to Kazon Chavav asked this question on the Shach. From our Gemara, it's mavur that we go with shema and not with time. So the Chazanish answers Chazanish and Simon Chafes if says Kotan Dalin. Chazanish says that the apiv yisrei that we said earlier from the Taz, we improved also from the Rambam. But the Chazanish doesn't quote that; he just says it on his own that. That our Gemara is not referring to case that the taste is exactly the same. If the taste would be 100% the same, then Avada Rava would agree. We go with the tam. They could be mitzarif because the fact that they're entirely the same exact thing, the taste is 100% the same. For sure, they're one thing. The whole machlekes Abaye and Rava was not referring to this. Machlekes Abaye and Rava was referring to a case when the tastes are overwhelmingly the same, but not 100% the same. So then Rava said, because there's a difference in their tastes, then I can go with the shame. And Abaye said, no, the tastes are so much similar, are so close to each other, so then I go with taima. But therefore, it's again, so back to our Gemara. For sure, everyone agrees that when they're exactly the same taste, we go with tam. And that's not Abaye talking about that. That's not the topic by us. But here's mini misika. It's mini misika, both everything is mematic the kateira. So they have the same general effect on the kateira to make it taste sweeter. But they have different, each one of them has its own unique flavor in making the way it tastes, makes the food taste. So Abaye said, but because their point is all to be mini misika, so that therefore they could be mitzarif to be considered one. And also they'd be called min b'minai. So somewhere, another halacha to this, you see from Rabbi Kiveger, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadiches of Katan Tes, Sif Tes, talks about a Taroigus that has 59 kezaisim of heter, and then falls in one kezais of chelev, and one kezais of dam. So, 59 heter, one of chelev, one of dam. Shulchan Aruch passes that it's mutter, because the chelev and dam don't taste the same, so therefore the dam is mitzarif, to mevata the chelev, and the chelev is mitzarif to mevata the dam. It's passing in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz there explains, the Shach says, only because they don't taste the same. Heger is medayik, that if they would taste the same, even though it's two different Yisurim, So they would be usher. They'd be mitzaref. Can mitzaref two things that taste the same, even though they're two separate isurim? Hare there, it's two different. It's chelav and dam. It's two different minim, right? It's two different shemos. Chelav and dam. Okay, so if we go baser shema, then we pass on the grav. We go baser shema. So it should not be mitzaref. The Rebbe Kager says again that it would be two different isurim and two different minim. But as long as the tam is the same, they'd be mitzaref. It's not like Rav. Rav is mavur narsugya that you go with Shema and it's not mitzaref. And there it's even worse because two different isurim we'll see soon from Tesis. Here it's even worse. So, but how could it be mitzaref? You go baser Shema. So, but lafi, mukhir from the Sugya, lafi the Chazonish, you could say that there it's referring to a case when the Kager means it would be exactly the same tam. It doesn't mean the same tam like Abai is referring to by us. Like Chamra Charet and Envy. If we mamish the same time, 100% the same time, then it would be mitzaref. That's clear. That's for sure mitzaref. That's what our sugya is referring to, is things that are a similar taste, but not exactly the same thing. So then we have machlekes, do we go basar taima or basar shema? This is Abai's right. Abai proved from here that we go baser taima because these things are mitzaref. The fi Rashi b'pashtus, even the Gemara's Havamina, we're talking about that it was all the same iser. It was all arla, it was all kilei kerem, whatever it was all one type of thing. But the Rashi learns the minim and the shemus meaning different things. Rashi says the shemus mean the min echad is all pilpel, but different types of pilpel. That's a different shemus. Lefi Rashi, there was no mention of different types of isurim. Sima Savar, Mr. Shor, Mashmah, that it's all one isur. Lefi Rashi, but we still need that the taste the same to have its siruf, and that's a bayad araya that we go baser time. Then we get stuck in the territory of the Gemara. Gemara answers that Homani Rav Meiri, that Rav Meir holds that Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah are misarfin because of Leisecha Kol Toyeva. So the place in Chavis Das and Simon Sariches ask a very big question over here. I mean, the chiddush of Rameir was to say that normally we assume that to get Malkis, you need to eat the same Isser, you need to eat only one Isser. You either eat Nevela, or Trefa, or Esheretz, or Chelev, or Dam. And came Rameir along and said, no, that you can misarif half a kazayas of one, half a kazayas of another, because there's a lot of Leisecha Kol Toyeva, and that includes everything. If everything is mitzaref, copy that lav of Leisecha Kol Toyeva. Very good. But there's another problem here. Here the Gemara's question was that they're not mitzaref. Because it tastes differently, they should not be mitzaref. Even though they're one iser. Even we were talking about one iser in the Havamina of the Gemara. And still the Gemara held that they're not mitzaref. So what do you accomplish by saying that there's one general iser which includes all different types of foods? But if they taste different, they should not be mitzaref. It's a very big question on the Gemara. So the Chazon Ish in Siman Chafes of Katan Hay proves from this from our Gemara that the say the Shita of Rav Meir. And in Pshuta we would have understood that Rav Meir came to say, Rav Meir came to add another lav in the Torah. There's one lav that says don't eat nevela, another lav that says don't eat chilev, another lav that says don't eat basar b'chalav, another lav that says don't eat arla. And Rav Meir said there's one more lav. One more lav, which means don't eat any toyeva. What's a toyeva? Huh. Look at the other tarag mitzvahs, and you see what are called toyevas. Basar b'chalav is a toyeva, arla is a toyeva, this is a toyeva, that's a toyeva, everything is a toyeva. So Torah said, don't eat that. So Rav Meir added on another lav. That's the simple way to understand the din of Rav Meir. Just a few that was just talking, derech agav come out, that a person that eats any kezayis of iser gets two malkis, one for eating an avela, and one for eating Leisecha Kol Toyeva. Or if he eats Basar B'chalav, he gets one Malkus for Basar B'chalav and one for Leisecha Kol Toyeva. That's what her mayor said. There's another law in the Torah that says don't eat any Toyeva, which includes everything, and it also includes half a kazayis of this and half a kazayis of that. That is the way that one could have understood Rav Meir. So it says the Chazon Ish that it's Mucha and Arsugya, different from Rav Meir. The Malkus that you're getting is not for the new law of Leisecha Kol Toyeva. We're either getting malchus for arla, for kilei kerem, whatever the iser is. Getting malchus for the iser hamiyuchad boy. The chiddush of Rav Meir is the chiddush in siruf, because the Torah said leisecha kol toyeva. The Torah gave one one umbrella iser for many yisurim, we see that the Torah said that things can be mitzdarif. Rav Meir is a chassid of tziruf. He holds that it's easier for things to be mitzdarif with each other. That's the chiddush of Rav Meir. If pigul and noizer can be mitzdarif, even though they're two different shemais, so hu adin lefir Rav Meir, things with different tastes can be mitzdarif. The problem here was a problem in tastes, but Rav Meir holds that it's easier for things to be mitzdarif with each other. That's the ikar chiddush of Rav Meir. So therefore, mehai time, Rav Meir holds that also two yisurim can be mitzdarif, even though they're not miyuchad. They said the same lav. Each one, the Torah asers them independently, individually. Still, Rav Meir holds that they can be mitzdarif with each other to get malchus. So too, things at different times also could be mitzdarif. Also, the Keren Oirin Ila Daf Yud Ches says that lafir of Meir you don't get 80 malchus when you're over an iser, like we said. Lafir of Meir you get malchus for only the iser itself. The Meir is not come to add on another lav. Just this lav is this pasuk is megala to me an union of tziruf. You have to know though, shat lafir of Meir lafize. A person eats half a kezias of Arlo and half a kezias of Kili HaKerem. Which one do you give Malkus for? Arlo or Kili HaKerem? So Elmai L'chor, you have to give Masra. So you can give Masra for either one. Or you can give Masra either for Arlo, and then the Kili HaKerem is Mitzarev to Arlo. Or you can give Masra for Kili HaKerem, and then the Arlo is Mitzarev to Kili HaKerem. Either way, you could be Mitzarev one to the other. If you give Masra for both, so you only get Malkus once, because then you could decide, you want to say that the Arla is Mitzar to the Kila Karim, or the Kila Karim is Mitzar to the Arla. Either way, he did one Isser. He did one Isser of eating two Isurim, of half a Kazai and half a Kazai of that. And if you remember, we can be Mitzarif, Isurim the Torah, to look at them as being one. And who are them? We can be Mitzarif, two different types of Taimim, to be considered one. So what you've explained until now is the sheet of Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi learns that the word Shemais in the Mishnah, there's three different types of pilpul in. Pilpul lavon, pilpul shachar, pilpul aruch. That's what shemais means. Taz has numerous questions on Rashi in the way to teach the word shame. The end Taz says that the word shame means the types of isurim. Like we have loya shame, amavila de makis, mavila de mamoin. Shame is which lav that you're over to. Shame is mechulakim, Mara says in makis. Shame is another type of isur. So Taz learns that the Mishnah is referring to Tavlin of Gimel Shemais means different Yisurim in the Torah. They're all the same min, but one of them is Arlo, one of them is Kili HaKerem, one of them is something else. That means different types of Yisurim, and that's where we need the Tziruf. So why are they able to be Mitzdarif? So Lafi Abaye, because they're all Chat Taima, because you go Baser Taima and they're all the same time. Lafi Rava, no. Lafi Rava, the reason Mitzdarif is because they're really all the same Isser. We don't look at them as being separate Yisurim. Because Rav says the brace is going the fear of Meir, the Nesecha called Te'eva. So even though one of them is Arla, one of them is Kili HaKerem, but they're all Shaykh to each other, and therefore they can be Mitzdarif. So Teis wants to say that Rav didn't argue in Chizkiya. Rashi says that Lafi Rava, you no longer need the Kimta of Chizkiya that the Mini Mesika Askina. Teis says not that way. Teis says that even Rava agrees to Chizkiya. That's Teis Mechiach. So then Teis asks, so why, if according to Rav, it's all the same Isser, so why do we need to come on to Minei Mesika? Hare Poshut, the Mitzarif, because you could eat, if you have half a Kazayis of A and half a Kazayis of B, the Mitzarif. So why is it talking about Dafkon their Minei Mesika? So today's answer is that Rav says that the Mitzarif is when they're Be'en. You eat half a Kazayis of an Avela, and then a minute later, you'd have a Kazayis of Chelev, the Mitzarif. And Orl and Kilei Karen, they're all Mitzarif. But when they're all mixed up with one another, then they could be batal. So in order to say that there's not batal, we need some common denominator between them. So the common denominator is Minei Mesika. And even though Lafi Rava, that you don't go Baser Taima. But here, really the reason the Mitzdarif is because they're all the same Isser. They're all the Isser of Leisecha Kol Te'eva. Just still, there should be a bittel, but as long as there's some connection between them, so even though they don't taste exactly, even though that's not, doesn't really make them min echod lafi rafa, but as long as there's some shaykhs between them, then they're mitzarif. It seems that taste really argues on Rashi in the din of Rav Meir. That if we said lafi Rashi, Rav Meir did not come to say that there's a new love. Rather, the ikar of Rav Meir was that it's easier to be mitzarif, like the Chazon Ish says. But it seems to tell you something not the way that Iker Chiddush of Rameir was that it's a new lav. And the whole problem here was that they're different shemais. And for the Gemara, that there's one shame. And then for sure you're over because it's all the same shame. So Tais said that in Cain, then you don't even need any Masika. Stam, it's all the same Isser. You're over the Ish of Leisechal Kol Toyeva. So for sure they're Mitzarif. You don't need any Masika. And that's how he said no, that even though they have a common denominator of the same Isser, but they should still be Batul unless there's some Shaykhus between them. Unless there's some connection between them, they're all in mini mesika, so then they should still be batal. But l'chori, mashmaitz is that we're talking about this new isser of loisecha kol te'eva, and because they're the same general isser, so then it's enough that they have some connection, even though that itself would not make them into one min. But in Rashi it's mukha that the din of Rav Meir is a din of tziruf. Now we come to another point in the sugya, the machlekes of Ayin Rava, by wine that falls into vinegar. So Abayi says you go basar reyach, reyche chala v'taymei chamra chale. Therefore it's called min b'minay. And Rava says you go basar tam, and therefore it's called chamra. It still tastes like wine, even though it smells like vinegar. It still tastes like wine. Therefore it's called min b'she'enay minay. So Kegar Nagilian Hashas says that who cares Abayi says that reyche chala v'taymei chamra chale. It's called chale. Who cares that you call it vinegar? Earlier, we always go with tam. And the tam here, it tastes like wine. So it'd be considered wine and not vinegar. So the Rishonim, this question of Kreger is already asked by the Rishonim. The Rishonim say that the Pshat and Abaye is that the smell is defined as kilu the taste. The smell is the most defining factor of the food. And therefore, it affects the taste, and it makes that the taste of it is chal. That's where it says kilu time moy chal. In the Chuvas Haran, you find the best, very clear hagdara of this in Machlekes Abayim Rav in the Chuvas Haran in Simen Hey. Says the following: Abayi sova reche chal v'taymei chamra taymei gorir basar reche. The tam is nigrar, is pulled after the reach. The smell defines what it is, and maybe that's the tam is. Comes afterwards. It's nigrar with the reach. How like ilu reiche v'taymei chal, and therefore it's ilu both the smell and the taste is vinegar, even though it actually tastes like wine. But because the most defining feature is the taste, is the smell, so that also defines the taste. I mean, you see this meisim b'chol yon. Person can smell something and it doesn't taste good, he won't eat it, even though it actually tastes good. People can tell that it tastes good, but the smell is so important that. You only when you're eating it, you're only smelling it. The smell it takes over what the food is. That's Pshat and Abaye. The Rava saw a reche chal v'taymei chamra chamra kloimar. Came into taymei chamra chamra shmei the chamra karule. Not if you Rava, we go with the names, but here the name is defined based on the taste. The question is here to define both the name and the taste. According to the Bible, things always go with tastes, and according to Rabbi, things always go with names. Here, both the name and the taste are tali in this question of recha and taima. That's what's the more important defining factor, feature, in the food to decide what it is. And now, that once we decide what it is, that's what it is. Both its name is that way, and also its taste is that way. Ki'ilu, its taste is that way. Because once something smells like vinegar, so when you eat it, you're just eating vinegar. Even though it tastes like wine, but by you it's vinegar. So that was the machlekes Abaye and Rava here. And then afterwards, Gemara brings the machlekes about bas tia. Bas tia is that a yisrael that smells the wine of the goy in order to see whether it's ready or not. So there Abaye says that it's usher. Abaye says it's usher because recha milsa, and you're smelling the yain nesach, which is usher. And Rava says it's mutter because recha lav milsa. So Bibshutai, we would say that this machlekes is machlekes whether it's called asr b'hana or not, whether it's called hana, whether reich is called hana, because yain esek is asr b'hana. So if you buy it's asr because it's isuri hana. And if you Rav holds that it's not called hana, for whatever reason, we'll see why soon. Rav holds that it's not called hana. That's what one might say. But the Rishonim Rav Rechich that there can't be the pshat in Abaye. Because we're born in Hemeshcha Gemara, also by Truma, also it's Sheikh the din of reich milsa. Truma's mutter b'hana. B'hana she'ena shel kilu. If you don't destroy the truma, then truma's mutter b'hana. So what's the reason to answer by truma? If it's only, if the whole isser of reichol, if yabaye, is Mishum Hana. Elamayetz Muchach, that it's also called eating the Yisr. Shein Tein Shirab, that it's like Shtia. The Ramban in Milchamis in Psochim, he says over when he talks about our Sugya, he says that Toyim HaReach Uboiloi Ki Toyim Yisr Mamish Shvamim Reach Zem Asbiyoi Upamim Mishakroi. That by eating and by smelling the reach, it goes into a person's guf, and it can satisfy him, it can make him drunk. It has the reach has a similar effect to that of food. It's a very fascinating point here about maicholos asuros, that you can, even though you don't actually eat the food, you know, you're smelling it. Lefiabai, it's such a strong effect on the person's guf. The man says, "Kilu yerbo leah the reach," but it's reach. Because it's such a strong effect on the guf, so therefore it's called like achila. The for instance, there's machlekes and then a per giranosha and chulin of kuf gimel and beis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If a person eats food, swallows it, but then before it goes into his stomach, he spits it out. Fear Rabbi Yochanan yirchayev because hanoas groinoi teres machayev you for the palate, you know that you get in your palate, and the fear Reish Lakish you also need hanoas meayim. Also needs to go into your stomach. If it doesn't go into your stomach, then it's not called hanol if you're eshlakish. Here, look at this reach is not a nos grenoi and not a nos meyov. It doesn't go into your palate, doesn't go into your stomach. Maybe in your palate, you taste the reach. But if you're eshlakish, sure, you don't have a nos meyayim. Can you hear it's different in the ways that you're nen? By food, when you're eating food, the hanol is the ingestion of the food. So the question is, how much does have to be ingested? Just going through the palate or even going into the stomach. But that's the type of hana is because the fact that food itself, the actual food, becomes a part of me because it went through my body. So the question is, at what point of the body is it enough? Sheingin hana of reach is a different type of hana. It's a type of eating of the food when the food itself doesn't go into your body. But the reach goes in so and that makes such an effect on the person's body, then that's also a way of getting the food. So that goes into the whole body. If it's a mishaker, a person, the Ramban says, then obviously it affected the whole guf. So it's similar to hanos me'ayim, even though the food itself did not go into the me'ayim. And what does Rava hold? So Bipshuta, Rava argues. Rava just says that it's not like you're eating the food. That even though you're smelling it, but smelling is not like eating. That's Bipshuta. However, in Teis, there's a little bit of a problem on this. Teis asks the question as we have a sugya by us. Dealing with Reicha Milsa. We have another sugya in Psachim dealing with Reicha Milsa. Machlik is there between Rav and Levi. The person is roasting two things in a oven. One of them is Mutter, one of them is Aser. Do we say that the Tam of the Iser goes to the Heter to make it Aser? And that's what Mark calls that as Reicha. Is the Reach enough going from, is the Tam? It's you know, actually, it's not a normal oven of Nesinas Tam. Like normal ways you need things to be touching or you need liquid in order for normal nesinas tam. But so what you get though is they're roasting in the oven at the same time, so each one gets the reach of the other, each one gets the smell of the other one. So is that enough of a reason to aser? And Rav says it's aser because reicha milsa. Levi says it's much a reicha lav milsa. And it seems from the Gemara there that the halacha is like Rav, that reicha milsa. So Teis asks, then our Gemara, Rav says that reicha lav milsa. We know that we pass in like Rav can get a bayi. Stasis says that the Olam Rava could hold that Reicha Milsa, like the Sugya Psachim. The reason Rava argues an Abaye by us is because the Reach is so strong, it comes into you and it hits you in such a strong way, so it gets into your face, Stasis says, so it's mazik you. It's detrimental Reach. A person might have enough from it, but the effect of the hezek that happens from the reach is so strong, so it's not considered a it's not considered a shtia. That's the opinion of Rav. So it's more important to say that Rav Yisrael could agree to reicha milsa just here because of the hezek. So then it's not considered then reicha is lav milsa. That's what Taisa says. So the Achrayim are asking Taisa that has his own hemshcha Gemara. The Gemara that talks about the tanner with the kamoin shel truma and the hot bread and the on top of the barrel of wine, there the reach isn't going straight into your face. The reach is going into food. That's lachar like the sugim psachim, and there Rava could agree that reicha milsa. So that's a good question. The Marsha says that b'yisoid Rava held that reicha lav milsa. That was a real opinion of Rava. That reicha bichlal, it's not like shtia. That was a real opinion of Rava. Taisa just said to explain Rava, that Rava could work with Rav. Aliba de Emes, Rava could work with Rav Imsachim, and he could hold the Recha Nosa when it goes into food, just not when the Recha Nosa when it hits you in your face. Rava could hold that way. But the Sugi by us understood the opinion of Rava, as Rava held that Recha's Lav Milsa, in all cases. Even in the case when one food goes into another food, also there we say that Recha Lav Milsa. That's how we answer Taisa also. There's another Malach in the Maram, and the Chassam Sefer, there's the other Malachim how to explain this. But that's definitely a question on Taisus, is that the sugi here is mashma, that lafi rava bichlal reicha lav milsa. So the whole question is on Taisus. So many Rishonim though did say that our sugya is like the sugya in Psachim, Rashi in Psachim, and the Rif in Chulin. Many Rishonim say that the two sugyas are the same, and therefore because that Rashi and the Rif paskin like Levi in Psachim against Rav, because by us we pass like Rava, the Recha Lav Milsa, and it's the same Machlokes in two places. So also there it must be that Recha Lav Milsa. So the Fidei Vrei, we could learn the Sugya Kipshutai, that Abaye says that it's called like Shtia, and Rava says it's not called like Shtia. But now we get to another point though, that this, we explained the Sugya very nicely in Mitzad Dinim of Achila, that Abaye was Machadish, it's called Achila, Rava said not. But L'chara and Yahi Nesach specifically, Rava should ask her for another reason. It's true, Rava says that don't call it Achila, but Yahi Nesach is Asr B'Hanah. So what happened to the Hanah? Why is this not Asr B'Hanah? So Taisin Daf Yud Beis Mabeis asks this question. Taisin there wants to say that that the only time that Reach is Asr by Suri Hanah is only if it's made for Hanah. Taisin there asks in the Gemara there that says by Vered and Hadas, Hadassim, or roses of Isuri Hanah that are Asr. So he says there, those things are flowers and things are made to smell them. So therefore the Hanah is Asr. Their smelling is Asr. And She'ein Kein Yayin, it's not made for Reach, it's rather to drink. So therefore it's Reach is no Isr Bichlal. It's not the Pasha to Taisus there. Taisus says that maybe it's like Shaloi Kederach Hanah Asai, which might be Asr by Avodah Zarah and Yayin Nesach. So then it should be still be Asr. So the Maskon of Taisus is, they know that the reason that there's no Isra Hanah is because it's Mazik. It's because the Reach hits the person in the face and it bothers him. Therefore, it's not called Hanah. That is the opinion of Taisus. And Daf Yud Beis and in our Gemara also Taisus says this point, because it's Mazik a person, that's why Rava holds, that's why there's no Isra Hanah. Taisus gives an example. If a person does get Hanah, it doesn't mean there's no Hanah. Taisus says that because the hezek is more than the revach, is more than the enjoyment, so it's not called hana. Taisus brings a proof to this from the Gemara in Chulin Daf Ches. It says there that you can shecht your behema with a knife of avodah zarah, which even though you can't get hana from the knife of avodah zarah, because the behema is worth more alive than it's worth when it's shechted, so it's not called the hana. Even though it helps you, the knife might help you, you wanted to shecht it, because your losses are greater than your gains, then it's not called hana. So also over here, a person does enjoy the smell of the wine, because it also hits him in the face and it bothers him, so that overweighs the hana that you get, and therefore it's mutter. However, there's another derech in the Rishonim to answer this question. We already said two mahalach. We said one mahalach from Taisus Daf Yud Beis is that it's enu asu lahariach, that Ridva Bayos goes with that teretz. The other teretz of Taisus is because of the hezek. There's another mahalach that's brought down in the Ramban and Milchamis and Psochim, and the fine vav and sugiv reicha milsa there, and also the Ran and Chulin, when the Rif and Chulin quotes our Gemara, they say the heter is eino miskavin. The heter beside in our sugi is that you're not miskavin for the hana. You're otaber shi yaskinon, that you want to smell yai nesach. Person is, this is his job, is he's a wine smeller, but he doesn't want to be over the isra of yai nesach. He's not coming to smell the wine for the hana sayai. He wants to know whether the wine is good or it's not good. Whether it could be sold now. So the Ramban speaks out that for if the fiyah bai that holds that recha is like shtia, so then there's no heter v'ena miskavin. Because misasik b'chalav ma'arai is chayiv shekein nene. So there's no heter v'ena miskavin. But if it's not considered a shtia, the fi rav, it's not considered shtia, only elamai you want to ask mitad the hana, and that I could say that ena miskavin is mutter. Derech agav, it's a mavur in the Ramban here, that the only time that we say that misasik b'chalov ma'arai is chayiv shekein nene, it's only on my cholos asuris. And isuri hana, we don't say that. Isuri hana, then misasik is taka pater. Reb Chaim assumed not that Reb Chaim Brisker assumed not this way. Baruch Ber and Kiddushin brings from Reb Chaim. But also by Meila, we should have the din of Misasik Bechalav Marayas Chayef, because Meila is a Suriyana. Reb Chaim said this in Yisoid in Meila. But Yisoid Reb Chaim held that also by Suriyana we have this din. And the Ramban years before that only by Mecholas Asuris Mamish. And that's the Yisoid of the Ramban and the Ran, that the heter, that the reason though Isra'ana and our Sugya is because it's in Miskavin. But the Ran and Chulin asks, that why does this work? Haray, the it's true, it's in Miskavin, but it's also a psik reisha. A person is smelling the wine to know whether it's good now or not. But he's sure going to get hanoah from the wine. So psik reisha is usur. Says the Ran, a very, very important Ran, the Ran and Chulin, dafam bebezim ralach b'dapi arif. Says the Ran, that l'inyin ha... Less to l'inyin hano vaday. Avagav davi psik reisha sharya. Psik reisha is mutter by suri hano. The harminon hasa moich riksus moich rin kedarkon and bevach lo yichadnu v'cham me'acham u'b'gsham me'agshamin. A person that's selling begotam of kilayim, he can sell, he can wear it to show off the merchandise. We can wear the jacket that he wants to sell, as long as he doesn't do it for kavanas hano. As long as his only point is to show people the way the jacket looks on a person, then he can wear it. He's getting hana the ma'isa. He's not doing it in order to warm up, but the ma'isa is warming him up. When a person is not mechavin for hana, there's no problem. So that, as he said, the Ran, by isturi hana, there's no din of psikresh of alayomus. That's he said the Ran. So first, we have to understand why that's true. Why is the taka true? And also, the raya that the Ran brings is very, very difficult. The raya the Ran brings to this is from the din of meich riksus, that a person can sell kilayim as long as he's not mechavi. There, it's not isuri hana. There's no isur to get hana from shatnis. It's an isur to wear shatnis. So the chlav, that's more taka the pshat over there. Why is a person not to wear shatnis in order to sell it? So the rishonim bring down, the rishonim in Shabbos bring that the aruch, but arrived from this Mishnah, that a person is not aware of the shatnez in order to sell it, that psik reisha, delo inich alein mutter, that the whole issue of psik reisha is only when you want it. If you have no particular inyan in the wearing it, so it's mutter, and that's, and again, hechol Shabbos, according to the aruch, that psik reisha, delo inich alein is mutter. That's how the aruch understood pshat in this din. The Ran in Shabbos brings down the aruch, and then in Perek Shmoyne Shvatzim, and the Ran says there's no riot from there. Why not? I need the moich riksus, I need time, Right, says if you're wearing it, not if you're not wearing it to wear it as a jacket, you don't need a jacket right now. You're only wearing it for a different reason, so it's not called a malbush. It's only also wearing shatness. If you're wearing it as a maswi bialma, you just put it on top of you, but not to wear it, so there's no iser. So even though here you're doing it in the tzura of wearing, but because the point is not to wear, but rather just to show it off, so then it's not called wearing. It's just called a masui. That's the Ran says there. Also Rashi in Shabbos Daf Chavtes also says this point, that the reason the heter of Meich Riksus is because it's called a masui. So very nice. That's the heter of Meich Riksus. So how does the Ran by us bring a raya from Meich Riksus? There's no isur of psik reisha by isur hana. No, Meich Riksus, number one, we said it's not isur hana. And number two, the heter is a different heter over there. Heter is because it's not considered wearing. Rather, it's just called that it's a masui, like the Ran says in Maseches Shabbos. There are very big questions on the Ran. So in the Shurim of Shimon Shkop, in Nidorim, Daf Yud Aleph, he says, Gvaltaki Yisoid, in Yisuri Hana, and with this he explains the Ran. Shimon says, he starts with the Ritva that we quoted, and the Tosfos Daf Yud Beis, from Machalik between Averet and Hadas, and between Yayin. When it's oimid for hana or not oimid for hana. So Shimon says like this. When things that are oimid for hana, or for this hana, so the Torah answers the hana. Meaning the not only is the is the cheft is usher, it's hana is usher. So it's something that's oimid for a rose of avodah zara. It's oimid to be smelt. So the hana of smelling is a hana ha'asura. When something is not oimid for hana, says Rav Shimon, like yayin, it's not oimid for hana. It's not oimid for hana's reyach. So the reyach shibo is not a chefta di yisura. Torah didn't answer the reyach of the yayin mitzad atzmai, because that's not the wine. Wine is something that you use for drinking. If a person wants to smell wine, you could, but that's not what wine is. So when the Torah asked wine, it asked what wine is aimed for, which is drinking. The Torah didn't answer per se the reyach of the wine. That's not mitar atzmaya chefsidi sura, the smelling of the wine. Just as Reb Shimon, if you do it l'shem hana, if you smell the wine l'shem hana, so the ma'isa hishtamshus with the wine for smelling it, that's a ma'isa of hana. You can't use the wine. So there are certain things on the wine that they're etzer ikr cheftzar aser, like drinking. Certain things it's only aser when you do it in order to be mishtamish with it, in order to use it. By you're using the wine for this, so that's called the usage of the wine. The smelling of the vered and hadas, it's not because you're using the vered and hadas. It's because the smell is something which is aser. That's a chaticha disura. Here the chaticha disura is the wine. But if I'm using the wine for my own purpose, so then I'm using the wine. That's called ano with the wine. So this says Reb Shimon. There's a difference between davar shein miskavin by Shabbos, that's mutter, davar shein miskavin by isturi hana, that it's mutter. By Shabbos, Torah said you can't do a malacha. So if what comes out is a malacha, then it should be aser. Anytime that I did X and a malacha happened, that's the chayat Torah asered. But there's a svara of the svara of Reb Shimon that davar shein miskavin is mutter, which means that if it's lacking kavana, then it's also not considered a maisa. And even though the Torah really asks the Maisa, but sometimes the Hana, the lack of Hana, makes it that it's not considered a Maisa. Says Rav Shimon Lefizeh, says Rav Shimon Shkat, that Lefizeh, it's very understandable why Psik Reisha is Aser. Because if I'm schlepping a bench, and I know that there's going to be a hole in the ground, so even though I don't want the hole to happen, but I can't say that I'm not aware that it's going to happen. The Torah said don't make holes on Shabbos, only holes in the ground on Shabbos. So if what I'm doing, I'm not sure that it's going to happen, so therefore it's not considered an act of making a hole. But if I know for sure that it's going to happen, whether I want it or not, it doesn't matter. But as in my act, I'll for sure end up making a hole. So the act of making a hole is usur when you know that that's going to happen. That's all by Yisurei Shabbos, where the Isser is, and most dinim in the Torah, where the Isser is the Maisa. The Torah said, don't do a Maisa of X. So if you know that Maisa is going to happen, so there's no lack in your Kavana for that. There's no lack in your knowledge that that's going to happen. So Mela, the Maisa is called the Maisa for that, even though that's not what you're going to do. You're not planning on making a hole. You don't want to make a hole. But as long as you know that it's going to happen, then it's considered a Maisa of making a hole. Masha'in Kain, by Yisurei Hana, when they're not Oimid Lekach, like smelling Yayin Nesech. So the whole Isser, the whole reason that it's Aser is because it's called Ishtamshus with the wine, with the fact that you're using it to smell. When you're using you're taking the wine and saying, let me get a whiff of some good wine, so I use the wine by smelling it. Masha'inkin, when you're doing something else with the wine, you want to know whether the wine is ready or not. That's why you're smelling it. B'derech Agav, you're also going to smell the wine. But there it's lacking in the whole heft of the Isser. It's not like other dinim in the Torah when lacking kavana is a kilo a tenai, that's milo, it's also lacking, it makes it, doesn't give chashivas to the maisa when it's done without kavana, because you weren't planning to do that. By Yisurei Hana, when there's no kavana, you're lacking the whole chefs of the iser. The whole chefs is that you're taking the wine in order to smell it. So your rotzen for the smelling of the wine, that's what makes it into a act of iser, an act of using the wine. If there's no kavana to use the wine for smelling it, so then there's no iser b'chlam. That's b'yisoy the heter of the Ran, why by Yisurei Hana, there's no iser of psik reisha. If davar shein miskavin is mutter, then also psik reisha is mutter. Oh, so the only question that's left is what was the Ran's raya from Meich Riksus? There he said, number one, it's not Yisurei Hana. And number two, the Ran himself says a new reason why. The Ran in Shabbat says the reason is because it's a masui. It doesn't say because of this yisoy. So it says Rav Shimon that no, that Hainuach, the Ran here in Chulin means what he says in Shabbos. It's true the Torah answers Lavisha by Kilayim. But that means the Torah answers Hana of Lavisha, getting warmed up by the Beged when you wear it. That's what the Torah answers by Kilayim. So the Maisa right now, you're wearing a Beged and you're getting warmed up by it. So why is it Mutter? Haray, the Maisa you're getting, it's not Yisurei Hana. It's not Yisurei Hana, all Hanas are Asra like Yisurei Hana. But it's one specific Hana that the Torah answered. Hanah being mechamim yourself with the beged. That's what the Torah asked. So the message you're getting that Hanah. So the Ran Shver, that should be it's a psik reisha. So you should be also because you're the message you're for sure getting that Hanah. Says the Ran, no, that's not called using the beged. Like the Ran calls it a Shabbos. It's not called Levisha, it's called a Masui. Torah didn't answer any Hanah of the beged. Torah answered one specific Hanah, the Hanah of Levisha. So even though you're actually wearing it and you're doing it in a tsura of wearing, but as long as it's not for Kavanas Levisha, it makes that it's not Levisha. So the way to define whether what I'm doing is wearing the beged or just the beged is on me is based on my Kavanah. If there's kavana for levisha, so that says that this hana is the act that I'm doing is an act of levisha. But I come with that I'm not mechaving for that. I'm mechaving for something else. That's not called wearing the beged. It's called perchance the beged is on me, but in a sort of wearing it. But that doesn't define the act that I'm doing as levisha. So this the Ran was mechiach also legabe the dinim of yisuri hana. By Yisuri Hana, when the Isser is only, like this type of Yisuri Hana, when the Isser is only by the Hishtamishus of the Chayfetz, so then the Kavanah defines whether it's called any Mishtamish with the Chayfetz or not being Mishtamish with the Chayfetz. It's very important. You cite Rav Shimon, a Gavalt, a Pshat, and the Ran. That's the Pshat in the Ran, or so upon him, we came out with three Drachim and the Rishainim. Why there's no problem of Yisuri Hana over here? The either taste says because it's not Oymid for Lekach, therefore it's Shleika Derech Hana Asan, or because the Reich of the Yain is Mazik you and hits you in the face. And the territory of the Ramban and the Ran is that because it's Einu Miskavin is Mutter, by Yisuri Hano, Einu Miskavin is Mutter, no din of Misatik Bechalov and Barayas. And the Ran adds in, there's also a problem of Psikresha. There's no Isra of Psikresha by Yisuri Hano. I've gone for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.